Last year, if you remember, we learned Matei Ephraim. The laws of Rosh Hashanah. So this year, we're going to try something new. Let's try to learn Chayei Adam. Now, there's a lot of Chayei Adam. I don't know if we're going to have enough time to do everything, so I decided to skip. To skip right away, we're going to go to the laws of Shofar. Okay? The mitzvah Hayom. The Iker mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is to blow the Shofar. So let's start from Dinei Shofar. We'll see how it goes. We'll try to go very quickly. It's pretty straightforward. There's no nishmas. So there's a sefer called Nishmas Adam. Nishmas, which is basically someone came along later on and they have a perish, an elaboration to the Chayei Adam. But there is no Nishmas Adam on these halachas. Nishmas Adam, there is no, on the laws of Rosh Hashanah, there's no Nishmas Adam, it's just Chayei Adam. Whoever wrote the Nishmas Adam went on vacation. Okay. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah. Okay, it's on page Toftof Mem Hey. You know, you see at the beginning. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah Lishmar Truas HaShayfa Bereish HaShanah Shnemar Yoim Teruah Yelochem. So it's calling the word Teruah. It's really called the Teruah. We call it the Kiyos. That's not the right word. I don't know why it is like that. We call it the Kiyos. It's not the Kiyos. It's in the Torah, it's called Yoim Teruah. It's a day to hear the Teruah. What is a teruah? Machlaikis. Is it the short sounds? Two, 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 or is it two, 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 two? And we have a special halacha. We learn from Yovel that we have to have a tekiah before and a tekiah after. But the real ikar is the teruah. And that's what it says over here is l'shmoya teruas shayfar b'rosh Hashanah. Shnemar yoim teruah yelucham. V'kibul chazal halacha l'moshem sinai di'alfinan gezer shav midichsev b'yom ha-kipurim shol Yovel ve'avarto shayfar teruah. You shall pass, you shall cause it to be heard throughout the camp. The sound shall pass. It's a very very funny word for the sounding of a shofar. Havarta. Havarta only means that you shall transfer. Havara, to transfer. What are you transferring? You're transferring an object, you're transferring a sound. Isn't that very interesting?
The
Torah used a very, very bizarre word to describe the idea of blowing the shofar. It doesn't say to blow, it says you shall cause it to be transferred. The shofar, the sound of the shofar, the sound of the shofar throughout the camp, to a shofar,
from the shofar to the ear.
To the ear. It's going to be transferred, shofar, teruah, from the shofar, a sound called the teruah. Over here, notice the teruah, fine, mahos. Now, what is it unique about Yom HaKippurim? It says the word shofar. Nowhere in the parish of Rosh Hashanah do you find the word shofar. Okay, it does not exist. The only place the word shofar is found is Yom HaKippurim. When Yovel, once in 50 years, you sound the, on Yom HaKippurim, the slaves go free, all of the land has to go back to its original owner. Once in 50 years on Yovel, they blow a shofar, it produces a sound, the truah, and that's what triggers the freedom of the slaves and the return of the property. We have a Gezer Shava. It says the word Yom. What? It says by Rosh Hashanah Yom Teruah, but does not say the word Shofar. So how do you do a Teruah? How do you do a Teruah? So maybe you can do a Teruah through your mouth. Make sounds with your mouth. Maybe Teruah can be used with trumpets, metal trumpets. How do you know that the Teruah has to be produced through the horn of an animal, which we call a Shofar? We only know it through Yom HaKippurim. There it says Shofar, and here it says Yom Teruah. There it says Yom Teruah. It says the word Teruah in both places. We make the Gezer Shava. Teruah, Teruah. Mahasam B'Shofar, Ad Rosh Hashanah B'Shofar. What? A Gezer Shava. It's a Gezer Shava. Halacha L'Moshe D'Alfinan. That's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai D'Alfinan Gezer Shava. Every Gezer Shava is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Just because it says a word here and a word there, why do we have to link? Why do we link the two together? It's only because the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai tells us to make this linkage. So therefore, it's very fast.
That's very difficult, because the Zerusha was all over the place that are not the same. This guy says one Zerusha, right. This guy says another Zerusha.
That's part of the Machloikis. What is the tradition? Right. That's part of the Machloikis. What is the Machloikis? What was the tradition? I have a tradition that this is the words that we use for the Zerusha. You have a tradition, there are different words. And then sometimes we all agree on the words, but the question is, what does it mean? The halacha, the Moish, just says link these two things together. But what is the significance of this link? What are we trying to extract? What are we trying to learn, derive? That's another topic. Okay, any event, that's very, and this, there's a lot of machshava, a lot of Torah on when you talk about the shofar, is that shofar is very much related to the theme of chirus, freedom. And in fact, we'll discuss today a little bit later on, is why do we say zeicher liyitzias Mitzrayim? Why on Rosh Hashanah, the nusach tefillah at night, zeicher liyitzias, what does Rosh Hashanah have anything to do with yitzias Mitzrayim? Nothing. Show me a pasuk somewhere in the Torah that links this concept. So there are 100 answers. All of them are very, unfortunately, they're not all very satisfying. The most common answer is we have a tradition that on Rosh Hashanah, the Shibud, the Perach, Avodas Perach in Mitzrayim came to an end. There's another answer that on Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was released from prison. He was released, so since Yosef being released from prison was the beginning of the process of Geula, not really, because the Shibud first began, right? The Shibud first began, but it was part of a step. It was a significant step in something good happening to a Jew in Egypt. Nothing good happened to Jews in Egypt. Yosef was sold as a slave. So it was all downhill. It represented nice of a similar bottom. The fact that Yosef can be released from prison and he can be oil gedula in Mitzrayim, that already shows that there's a spark of salvation, mice of a similar bottom, that the Jew, that there's that the clouds, when they would come down subsequently and they would be there for 210 years, the day would also come that there would be a time of release from Mitzrayim. That's another idea. So Yosef was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. The Shibud in Egypt, the Pharaoh said you can stop working. They were freed from doing their servitude on Rosh Hashanah. That's the simple reason why we say in the Nusach HaTfilah Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. But another popular idea is, being that the entire source of blowing the shofar only comes from Yovel, and the essence of Yovel is Cheros of the Avadim, you free your slaves on Yovel. And who are the ultimate avadim? Klal Yisrael. We were slaves to Paro. Ki avadai heim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Lios, Lila, look, Hashem took us out of slavery. So Yovel is Cheres of Avdus, and Shofar is directly connected to this theme of Yovel because of the Gezeirah Shava. Memela, it's indeed, the Torah is trying to wake us up. It's Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim, the Cheres from Avdus. Okay. And who is what's the ultimate master of us? The Yetzirah. The Yetzirah he's our boss. I follow his directives. Whatever he tells me to do, I don't give him a hard time. Okay, I don't know about you, but I don't give him a hard time. And Rosh Hashanah is the day when you can tell the Yetzirah, jump in the lake. See you later, buddy. I'm out to the races. You go, what? Tashlich, you get rid of the Yetzirah. You get rid of him. Halacha Beis. It is a tube. The word shofar is a very bizarre word. What does it mean? It means a tube. Davar cholul is hollow. The lo kol davar ha cholul nikos shofar ela davka keren shal behema v'chaya ha cholulim. It has to be the horn of an animal or a chaya, even a wild animal. Lav davka, we and a shofar shal ayil. We have a tradition use a shofar shal ayil. Yitzchak was replaced with an ayil. A zecher for the Akedah, we don't use a shofar shel ayil today. Even though Chazal is a pillow, we don't use a shofar shel ayil. The horns that we use are different animals. Like you have to one day talk about this. What? I don't even know which animal. I don't know. It has to be a kosher animal. But it's not. A cow is good also. Cows don't have horns. What? Okay, that's a Gemara. This is the title of the discussion. Slifkin is the mumcha on this. Everyone quotes him his article. He has a very, very good article. What's his first name? Nassan, Rabbi Nassan Slifkin. He wrote an article on very well done, very popular article. It's become a classic amongst many, many people when describing all the various types of shofars and what exactly fits the bill to be the proper shofar. So maybe if we have time, maybe we should go over that. We'll spend time on that. Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern also, he wrote a whole sefer, beautiful sefer on shofar, on all the different. Yeah, it's online, yeah. Nassim Slifkin's article is available online for free, that is correct. And there's also a book by Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern also has all the different types. Let's go through it. El Davka Karen Shabhema Vachaya Chachalulum Shchinhein Betiva Betivan Sheyotze. Next page. Etzem Echad Meirasha. There's a bone that comes out of the head of the animal. The Allah of Takua Etzem Chalul. And in this, within it, it is etched out in Etzem Chalul, a hollow cavity. V'zeh Etzem Hechalul Hu Nikra Shofar. So there, in an animal, it comes out this bone, and in this bone, naturally, in this bone that comes out of the head of the animal, there's a natural cavity that Hashem has made, and that's a natural shofar tube, and that is what we use. Who nikra shofar? We should use a ram. A ram is a male goat. It's an adult. An adult male goat is called an adult male sheep is called an ayil. An ayil is a chaya. An ayil is a chaya. An ayil is a sheep, a male adult sheep. Kidei lahaskir akedas Yitzchak, in order to remember akedas Yitzchak, because v'hinei ayil acher. Nechas basfach bekarnav. Achar v'nei ayil, achar nechas kama v'nei ayil, achar nechas basach bekarnav, and therefore that is what is ideal as a zecher for the akeda, the schus of the akeda. V'yoyichu kafuf, the second characteristic of a shofar is its bent. And mitzvah bikfufin, it should be bent. The Gemara says in order to remind us to humble ourselves, to bend our will before Hashem's will. If I'm not mistaken, we do not use an ayil because it just doesn't produce a good sound. It's hard to use. Therefore, we use another animal. It's hard to get a shayver shel ayil. If you cannot find a min that is bent, you can use a horn of an animal that's natural horn that is straight. It must become a kosher animal. That's a very big issue. A kosher animal, because we only have what's called kosher. So he has to chew its cud and it has to have split hooves. But the problem is, we don't even know what split hooves mean. Okay, we don't even know what it means. There many animals have what appear to be split hooves. And it's not always so simple. Is this what Halacha had in mind by being called a split hoof? And therefore, we basically have to have a tradition that this is a kosher animal, that the hooves that they have are kosher. Buffalo is the classic example. Is buffalo kosher?
Yes.
Is buffalo kosher? Yeah. The hooves of a buffalo, what? It's in the freezer over here. So we, but buffalo is a buffalo is a chiddush that we accept it because there is no tradition. There is no. It's a new creature to us. And there's some say maybe it's not. They had buffalo. Buffalo. And the same thing when it comes to other animals, that with other exotic types of food, the question is, even though it chews its cud and it has split hooves, is this what Halacha had in mind when it refers to split hooves? There are many different types of split hooves. Some hooves are split more than others. So what is the Torah's definition mafreses parsa? What exactly does that mean? So we look at the animals that we know, that we are familiar with, when we apply it to other animals, how similar must it indeed be? Therefore, shulutam should be called a tamei poslas and tzarchem mitzvah. The alfinim mitfilim from tefillin shnei mabai lamanti ataras hashem beficha v'kibul chazal teach us the right to loymar min hamin hamutar beficha. So owl Karen shall. So it comes out now another chiddush. When you're blowing a shofar, not only are you thinking about Yom Kippurim, you're also thinking about tefillin. And it's not a coincidence that the shofar comes out of the head of the animal, just like we put tefillin on the same part, same head. We put tefillin. Where does the shofar come out of? The sides of the animal. It's on the head. Tefillin go basically in the same region. Maybe go in the middle. Go in the middle. Mokum yesh b'rosh laniach shtei tefillin. There are two horns that come out. The only reason that we know that the shofar must be from a kosher animal is from the pasuk of tefillin, l'man tiyeh toras Hashem b'ficha. So lamdan, when you think about shofar, you're not just thinking about the sound, you're thinking about all the makoros. Ah, shofar, yovel, tefillin, what else? Akeda. You think already three things. Three things already, I'm chavein, when you blow the shofar. Aval keren shel min kasher karnoisav einam ella etzem. Also, what else? Kafuf. Four things so far to think about. It has to be, it's kafuf, because you have to bend your yetzahara, you have to bend your rotzim before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aval keren shel min kasher karnoisav einam ella etzem achas ve'ena cholul, but a horn of an animal who is only one solid bone and it's not hollow, puzzle. That is not called a shofar. Shofar miloshon shifaferes. It must be a tube. There must be something that is hollow. The zeloi nikwa shofar klal. V'chein keren shel par v'shar. That's the afal gav shu cholul. Even though that's all the qualification, it's hollow, and it's also it is a kosher animal. We call mokum pasul. The zeloi nikwa shofar ele keren bilvat. It's a pasul. That's something that's pasul. B'chor shoyroi hardor lo v'karnei re'im karnav. It's called a keren. Hareishem dam atora keren hashor lekarnei re'im. A Karen, the afal pisha zeh cholul v'reim einon chol. Even though you'll say, how can you say that? But it's called cholul. The horn of a shor and a par are the same thing. A shor is a generic term. Even though it is hollow, it doesn't matter. The pasuk gives a different term. Since the Torah compares it to the karnei re'im, a re'im is solid. There is no hollow cavity in the bone. And because the pasuk makes the comparison, we disregard, we ignore the fact that it's hollow. Ulechein afilu b'dieved pasul. Okay, so far we've learned over here has to be bent. It has from a kosher animal. It has to be hollow. It has to be called. Has to be called in the Torah a shofar, not a keren. And what else do we learn? And the source comes from Yovel. The whole drasha comes from Yovel. Halacha gimel shi oirecha shofar tefach, a minimum size. It must be at least one tefach long. Tahainu arba gudolin, four thumbs. Measure tefach with four thumbs, not with four fingers. B'makom harachav, the widest part of the thumb, not the narrow part of the thumb, but the wide part of the thumb. Kidei sheyoychazenu hatokei biyoda biarba etzba'isav, so that he should be able to hold on with his four fingers. V'yeirem mikan mikan kol shehu. And part of it should be exposed. Kadesh lo yomu shenoyfeach biyadoi. The Chai Adam is even chiddush telling us. It does not say the same thing. He's saying a whole lomus. Then no one should think. Look at what you're doing, right? People they go during the 3 weeks. They have all these funny sounds. So if you go and you put your hand on your mouth like this, and you have a teeny little shofar, smar sayin. The observers in the Beis Hakness are going to think that you're blowing a sound with your mouth against your hand. You're producing some type of funny sound by creating an artificial tube with your fingers. So what's so terrible? So no, people have to note the chol ha'am royim es akolos. It's a tremendous chiddush. What difference does it make? If the only thing that counts is the sound, who cares if no one's anyway? The Baal Tekiah he drapes himself in a talus. No one anyway. Sometimes the Baal Tekiah they drape themselves in a talus to hide from the satan. So who cares? Anyway, you don't see him blowing the shofar. You're just listening to the sound. Why do we need to be concerned? So we see a very big chiddush, is that when it comes to blowing the shofar, it's not enough just to hear the sound. It also has to be theoretically possible that when you look at the Baal Tokeah, you will notice that he's not blowing the sound from his mouth, from his hand. He's blowing it from an instrument. There is a dimension of re'iyah, of sight, that is critical to the fulfillment of the mitzvah of shofar. The shofar has to be at least, what? You don't have to see it, but well, you don't have to see him, you don't have to see the shofar, because typically the Baal Tokeah, they drape themselves in the talus because of the satan. They want to hide from the satan. The satan's out to get him. He has to hide. So, but theoretically speaking, it has to be that when we'll pick him up and we'll expose him to the world and we'll take off the talus, it has to be that we can see that when he's blowing the shofar extends past his fingers. It's not just his fingers, the shofar is a little tefach, and when he puts his four fingers together, I think you have to have a shofar, it has to be a four thumbs from the thickest part. When you hold the shofar, you hold the shofar with your four fingers, not with your thumb. Your thumb is thicker than your four fingers. So four thumbs is more than four fingers. So that means when you're holding the shofar, which has the dimensions of four thumbs, the shofar is going to be a mashahu longer than your four fingers. So when you put the shofar in your hand and you wrap your hand around it, the shofar is going to stick out a mashahu on both sides. That way, when someone will look at the Baal Tokeah, they're going to notice he's not making the sound with his fist. He's making the sound through an instrument, a shofar. And that is critical. That is a halacha. Obviously, it's teaching us a whole new concept. There has to be a dimension of re'iyah, of sight, in addition to the kol shofar, l'shmei kol shofar, l'chol la'am, royim es ha'kolos. There has to be a dimension of re'iyah. So we learn over here another yisoid in shofar. Next halacha.
The waves they see.
No, the waves, but not in Torah. They see the, you see the waves?
Yes. Because they had so much.
By Matan Torah.
Yeah.
By Matan Torah, they saw the sound waves.
He makes kiddush before shofar.
By Matan Torah, they saw the sound waves.
The waves they may see.
They saw the sound waves.
They could see.
I don't know, maybe. They have a special app on the smartphone. You can see the sound waves. The sound waves. They probably do have tape. You can see the sound waves.
The waves.
The sound waves going through the air. Okay, but we learned that the re'iyah on Rosh Hashanah is to see the shofar. Okay, it's a beautiful chiddush, a beautiful yisoid understanding what the shofar is all about. You have to also see halacha dalit loyhoitzi zachruso tahainu. Let's say you did not take out the stuff inside. You know, you did not properly clean out the moyach. Tahainu kishakerin mechubam behema bolit etzem echem in a roish v'nichnat l'sech chaloloi shal shofar. Okay, I don't really know what I'm talking about, but basically there's some type of bone, there's some type of filling. Okay, there's a filling inside of the shofar. Shofar is a tube. So the tube is the natural cartilage. But in that cartilage there's what we call over here what's called the zachruso, which when the shofar is attached to the head of the animal, this moyach, this material that's inside the cartilage, is thrust into the brain, into the head of the animal. You got to take it out. If you don't take it out, it's not going to produce a good sound. Let's say somehow you're a mumcha, you can produce a good sound even if you did not fully take out the zachrusai. One more time. Kshakar b'chubu behema, boil it etzem achas min haroish, from the head, v'nichnas l'sech chalole shel ha-shefar, ki zachrus ba-nakvus. It's a little interesting machshava, is that the shofar really is the nekeva. Isn't that interesting? The shofar is the nekeva. The head of the animal was calling the zohar, and the shofar is the mekabel. It's the nekeva. So the nekeva, you're taking an object in your hand. Think about that. On Rosh Hashanah, you're taking an object in your hand that be'etzem is a nekeva. Why do I say that? Why is that so significant? Because all the Balei Machshava, they tell us that Rosh Hashanah is really a woman's holiday. Why do I say that? Who is answered? What did Chazal say? Who is answered in Rosh Hashanah? Chana, Rachel, and Sarah. What else happened?
From Yoel.
Sisra. How do you know you're supposed to blow sounds? The cry. The whole cry comes from the cry of a mother. The cry of the mother. Sarah is also, Miram is on the Sarah. She cried, she died. When Sarah heard that, it's all about the Akedah. And when Sarah heard that Yitzchak almost was offered on the Akedah, what happened? Parcha Nishmasa, she died. She gave out a cry. Some of the Mepharshim say the cry of the shofar, it's not Merame, it's on the cry of the mother of Sisra. We could care less about the mother of Sisra, a Russian Marusha who tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. We're so concerned about the cry of the mother. How could that possibly be? So a lot of the Mepharshim say, I heard Shachli, we'll share on this, is the whole drush is we're learning from Aim Sisra, the cry of a mother, but we then take that cry of the mother and we apply it to Sarah. Sarah, the whole shofar is all about the Akedah. It's all about the Ayin Shel Shofar, it's about the Akedah. And what was the aftermath of the Akedah? When the Satan came to Sarah, and Sarah heard that Yitzchak was offered as an offering on the Mizbeach, when she heard this, Parcha Nishmasa. Now what does that mean? That's another story what it means exactly. She didn't have regret, Chas Shalom. He didn't die, she told him he didn't die, Parcha. But somehow, it's also connected to the blowing of the shofar. So it's very interesting. The other, I don't remember now, but there are a lot of things about Rosh Hashanah that focus very much on Noshim. The three Noshim that were answered, Aim Sisra, Sarah, what else? There are other things, I don't remember, there are other things. So it's very interesting is that the shofar itself is an object that is in a keva. Because the shofar is only connected to the head of the animal through the zachrus. There's a bone which comes out of the head of the animal, which is thrust into the shofar, like a zohar into a nekeva, and that keeps the shofar on the head of the animal. It's a chefsa shel nekeva. the machus of a shofar is merames on the whole mitzias of what an akeva. An akeva is the mekabel, and we're using that to produce the kol shofar to the ribbono shel olam. I'll say really a drush. Why dafka Roshana alludes so much more to nashim than men? It's very, very simple. When Hashem created us in the daf, not all that long ago in Sanhedrin, when Hashem created Adam Harishon, what did Hashem say to the malachim? Naase Adam. Let us together make man. So what did Chazal say? Why did Hashem say Naase Adam? Hashem is setting himself up for trouble. Naase is Beloshen Rabim. It's in the coming time when Api Karsim will say that there's more than one creator. There's more than one creator because Hashem said Naase. So the Malachim said, "Why do you want to say Naase? Why do you want to make trouble? What are you looking for trouble?" So Hashem said, "It's kedai to have a weakness of say Naase in order to teach mankind humility. In order man should be humble. Naase, don't take all the credit for yourself. It's a trade-off. It's not a built into the world as a mitzvah that it's not a perfect world. There's always trade-offs. You have to sacrifice one ideal for the other. It's built into the mitzvah of man. You can't have it all." You can't have the idea of being makir, this ribbon shalom, there's only one. At the same time, have humility. That's the way that Hashem made the world. There's always going to be a trade-off. So what's more important? Should I go and should there be humility at the expense of misleading man to think there's more than one God? Or should I say, I will make man, and then it'll be a nesoyin of gaiva. Of gaiva without humility. Hashem says, "Kedai to teach men humility at the expense of the people who are going to be happy person that will say Naase." Okay, beautiful halacha, beautiful limud. There's a lot of machshava. You can talk the whole day about this. What happened when it came to creating a woman? Loitoyiv heyois adam levadoi, eeseloi ezer kinegdo. Hashem did not ask the malachim. Hashem did it himself. Built into the DNA of a woman is there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam. Man, built in his DNA, there's an Asoyon. Is there only one? Because built into the Dibur, the Amira of Naase, is Lashon Rabbim. It had to be like that for humility. But when Hashem created an Isha, Hashem didn't need the humility because that already was taken care of with Adam. So Hashem said, "Esa, I alone." Women have a much, much easier time being makir Hashem Echad than a man. A man has a nesayon. The men have to say Kriya Shema twice a day. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A woman chayvin Kriya Shema? Not so pashit. Not so simple. It's Zman Grama. It's not so simple. No chayvin Kriya Shema. Maybe yeah, maybe not. It's a whole sugya. Women chayvin Kriya Shema. But not. Well, how can women say Hashem Echad? Why not? Because the woman doesn't have the problem. Memela is no better day to be mamlech Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, than the Noshim. It's a woman's holiday because the women take the lead. The women take the lead in being mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam as Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, because they're the ones who built into their DNA. No, what? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Okay, but this is why it's very much shaykh. So I think a whole new idea comes out from this Chaya Adam, is that the shofar, he says, is the zach, is the nekeva, the horn. It's a heftza of nakvus. Everything about Roshana ties into the theme of nakvus and Roshana, because Isha is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Weiter in the Chai Adam. I remember years ago I was learning Chai Adam. Ravi told me, I asked him, what should I learn halach? Should we learn Mishnah Berurah? Should we learn Aruch HaShulchan, Chai Adam? So he said to me, Chai is over Chai Adam. Look, Chai is why? He says, Chai Adam has a maila. He doesn't just teach you halacha. He also teaches Musa. In the Chaya Adam, there's always going to be brought out a shtickle Musar, limud of Musar, hashkaf and Musar. Whereas in Mishnah Berurah, of course, which don't, not to minimize, it's more strict halacha. Aruch HaShulchan is strict halacha. Chaya Adam more, I don't mean strict halacha, there's always hashkaf, of course, but Chaya Adam, the flavor more has Musar and hashkaf built into the way he writes over the halacha.
He was a Litvak,
but yet that's so Litvak. You wouldn't expect this from a Litvak. a Hasidisha you'd expect to teach you Hashgafa and Musa. The Litvaks are very technical. They're very technical. They don't get into high level.
He lived late 1700s to the early 1800s.
All right, my ask is an Enikol. Danzig, what's in Danzig?
Danzig.
Danzig. Danzig.
Danzig, that's Germany.
Okay, let's go next. Okay, it's Sarek Lahaita case again. That is Dalit. There was Nishmas. There are a lot of different editions. There are so many. Maybe you should get a good edition. There are so many editions of the Chai Adam. This is compliments of Eitzra Chochma. Eitzra Chochma. Someone lent me their Eitzra Chochma gadget. They're not using it, so they gave it to me. So this is they have their whole. They have like five editions. Some of them, all different. I like it because it has Nakudos. Nakudos, and it's big. It's nice. I printed this one out. Yeah.
You said they don't shofar like this.
Oh, so the Svaridim are into that. The Svaridim, they're very hard to blow. The very long ones. First of all, it's not an ayah. Okay, this is where you have to go into Selifkin. Selifkin goes into all the exotic shofars. It's very nice to give out at a dinner. They're very nice, but they're not very practical.
No, they're very hard to blow, I find.
Okay, you go to a dinner, and they present the awardee, a beautiful shofar. Mr. Axelrod is right there to take the pictures. It's very good for the pictures, but it's not very practical.
There was a store here near to
the Tamanim.
The
Tamanim and the Svardim.
They're very nice.
They're very nice, but they're not very practical.
It's kosher?
They're all kosher. Is it lechatchil? It's not an ayil. It's certainly not an ayil with the blowing. Okay. We don't blow an ayil either. What?
It's standard measurement for shofar.
A shofar has to be one tefach.
At minimum is this. But
max and no maximum.
Longer than, no problem.
No max. You can have it from here to the sky. No maximum.
They prepare for the Melech HaMashiach to come to blow it.
Which shofar will Mashiach be blowing? What kind of shofar will he
blow? No, the people have to be...
Okay, no, the Svaridim, they have exotic shofars. Some of them they do like one. They do the Tekiah Gedoyla. I think some of them they want to show off. So for the Tekiah Gedoyla, they'll take out the exotic. But for the regular Tekiahs, the main Tekiahs, Vaita. Let's continue. Ois Dalit. We're in the middle. Okay, we're in the middle. Tzarech, let's say the second line, the last two words. Tzarech lo hoitzi etzim atzachlus. V'im lo hoitzi elah hinichle b'sech v'yosa b'neke v'toka b'yotza. B'di'evet. If you bore a hole through this stuff, whatever it is, that's stuck inside the cartilage, and you can make a sound, gezuntehet yoitze. It's okay. You don't have to blow from the cartilage. The sound, even though it's not really what you want the sound to come, it's okay, b'di'evet. Sharei.
Stuff inside is not the cartilage.
Cartilage
is like...
No, the outside. The outside is the cartilage.
The shofar itself?
The shofar itself.
It's like
so the inside
is like a bone marrow.
Bone marrow. That gets hard. Dries up, it gets hard. Sharei kol shofar shofar be'etzem zeh nechaitzeitz b'di'evet. If you don't pull it out, it's not a chatzitza, and the sound is also coming from that. B'di'evet, it's also kosher. The kaimelon min demina, what's the lamdas? Min demina nechaitzeitz. It's all part of the same, and it's okay. Aval im hoitzietzem azeh hazachrus. Let's say you take it out. V'nikev oisai v'asu chol. Let's say you make that into the shofar itself. You take out the hole inside, the moyach inside, and you make a hole in it, and you use that as a shofar. You don't use the original shofar. Then you pull out very carefully, you pull out of the inside of the shofar this moyach, and you drill a hole through it, and you take it and you hold it and you blow and you make a sound, lo yotza, da yina yotza. It's not that's not the shofar. If it's in the shofar and you don't take it out, it's not a chatzitza. But if you take it out and you try to use it as by itself as a shofar, that's no good. That's not the way it was created. It's not hollow. It's not called a shofar. It's created as what's a lump. It's not a hollow thing. Some say, let's say you take it out and you make a little, you drill a little hole in it and then you put it back inside and then you blow from it. So is it kosher or not? So you argue that if I did not take it out, I left it inside and I drilled a hole and I blew, it's kosher. min b'minai. But now, so now when I take it out and I drill a hole, I put it back inside, what should be the difference? So some say, no, once you take it out, it's no longer called, considered to be a chelek of the shofar itself, and it becomes pasul. Okay, next halacha. Halacha, hafachai. Hafachai, what happens if you turn it upside down? Loishna shafachai k'derech shemahapchim hecholuk. In other words, you soften it. So let's see, soften it. You go and you manipulate. Well, it's very, very hard. But I guess the animal.
They soften all of them because they don't.
Anyway, manipulate. Anyway, shape it. But here, over here, you really go into the extreme. You're taking the material and you're folding it inside out. You're softening it. You're softening it where it's so soft, where you basically, you peel it, you turn it upside down. You roll it. You basically roll the entire shofar. So the result is, when after you finish rolling and you let it dry, what used to be on the inside is now on the outside. And what's on the outside is now on the inside. How could you, our shofars are hard like a rock. That's after you do many things with it. But when the animal, you take it off the animal's head, it's still soft. It's still relatively soft. When you take it off the animal's head, and you soak it. In addition,
it never gets so soft.
No, so it's saying you can do it. If you have a young animal, the animal is young, it's not so big. And it's small. Theoretically, it's possible to do this. And the fact that it says that it obviously can be done. Okay, so obviously you're dealing over here with a shofar from an animal that's very small. It's a very small shofar, and the animal is very young, so it's soft, and you soak it, and you know how to use your hands very well. You're able to go and to roll it, to flip it around. Or that's one goal. Or let's say normally the shofar, when it comes out of the head, that's where it's very narrow, and it gets wide. Let's say you soften it and you do the other way around. And what do we blow from the part that's the head, that it's attached to the head? Let's say you make the part, you widen the part that's attached to the head, and the part that extends further, you short, you make it very, very narrow, and you blow, no, it's good, and you blow from the opposite end. You manipulate the shofar by softening it and changing the part that you blow is not the part that comes out there, the part that blows is going to the part that comes out that widens, and you blow from that end. It's kosher. So one more time, the words inside, now you say it. Hafachai, if you turn inside out, lo yishna shafachai k'derech shemahapchim hecholuk, which means you roll it. You roll it inside out. The part that's smooth, that's on the outside. You make what's inside outside. You leave it the way it is. Don't flip it inside out. The elyon you widen. The elyon means the part that's attached to the head of the animal, which by naturally is katsar. You shorten atzad ha-mechubar b'roish. Who b'tiv elyos rochav. You widen the elyon, which is naturally narrow. I'm not sure what it means over here. Vikitzer, and you narrow hatsan hamachubah beroish shuvitiv elios rochav. Oya filu shashofar nase kedin elo shederech hatokel letchoy betzara kotzar. And that's what I'm talking about. Or you normally blow the part that's kotzar. You put the part that's wide by your mouth. All of these examples where you manipulate it in this way, where you're reversing it. You're reversing it. Lo yotzah. This is the pasuk. V'avar toshev v'trua. V'hilu chazal. Derech. The word. The reason why it says havara. Havara is a selected word to teach you a halacha. It has to be the derech havarasa. Kilaimar kiderech tmunas gidulo shachayil maviroi birosha mechayim. The way it protrudes from the head of the animal in its lifetime. Kach likewise sorich letkoyaboy dahainu b'mokim akotzar. You blow in the part that's narrow. The way it comes out, that's the part attached to the head, in the normal way. V'chin kasev aran mevritva v'sukim perik lulav gozel. What does it mean on meitzar? I call out the meitzar, the narrow part, the part of the shofar that comes out of the animal's head. The Rak from Sham, because he's going over different masses. Now, the Afak, let's go further in Halacha. The Afal Gav, the Pasuk Zenemar. This Pasuk going out to the third piece of paper, but Tekiyah Shalyam Akipurim, Shal Yoivel. This is Yoivel. Okay, so therefore this is, it has all the laws of Yovel apply to Rosh Hashanah. Let's just cut it down. Everything is the same. You're going to blow from the part that's narrow. You're not flipping it inside out in any way whatsoever. Everything you're doing, everything in the shofar is exactly the way it was meant to be. The only thing is you cut it. You shorten it. You shorten it from one end to the other. You thin it out. You cut away part of the hard part. As long as it's basically in the original form, the part you're blowing from the part that's narrow and the sound goes to the part that's wide, and you don't flip out inside out, you don't manipulate it by making the part that's normally wide narrow, the part that's normally narrow wide, and you don't blow in the reverse order. Even if you go and you cut it to a certain size, or you make it thin, you thin it out on the inside more than it's normal, it is still, that's kosher, because that is still called derech hava rasai. Now we have to stop over here to give a short break.
Do we know if the animal could be from a live animal, or could it be a dead animal?
Dead animal, even without shechita. There's like tefillin, like the hides of animals. As long as the animal is a kosher animal. Even though this particular animal has been killed in a non-kosher way,
it could be alive as well.
You mean the animal?
You can take it
alive
from a live animal. Yes, it doesn't make a difference. There's no even a chai. There's no even a chai taken from a shofar.
What does it mean? Here? What does rumit anishma?
I don't know what it means. The airwaves.
Why is
it? Yeah, I don't know what it means. You see the airwaves.
You see if Charlie was ahead. Only on that time would they cook. But they amazed me.
It's a miracle.
Why they mocking me and say that?
It's a mace.
Huh?
For the shofar, you have to be able to see the shofar.
I should show him to see. It is written in Rashi. Why do you say no?
I don't think they like being killed either, if you want to say
we don't use an aisle. We don't use an aisle. It's not practical to use an aisle. We do not use an aisle. We use other animals. Yeah. We don't. No one blows from the. No one blows today from the ideal. You gotta ask the experts.
Don't mark.
Maybe we'll spend some time on this. Maybe I'll go over there.
Everybody's a smart genius.
Kosher, that's right. I did not. I'm not going to.